Chapter 3. White Dress, White House. June 1953. Anne Diener took a breath and studied herself in the Pine Patch's one and only floor-length mirror. Her curls wouldn't lie flat. That she could blame on the muggy nature of June in Indiana. Still, she liked what she saw. More specifically, she liked what she wore. She wasn't sure which screen legend her gown was the embodiment of, Grace Kelly or Ingrid Bergman, but she was pretty certain either actress would have looked at home on the cover of a movie magazine in the all-white sateen dress with a cinched waist and the full ball skirt. She loved the dress, loved the clean lines, loved the red rose pinned to it. Most of all, she loved how the gown made her feel. Today she was a grown-up. Today she had arrived. All that was missing was a golden Oscar statue to clutch in her hands. Who cared if all the other girls in the class were going to be wearing the same gown? In the Diener house, today was her day. Her day. Everyone had come to Dunkirk for the occasion. Trudy and Dad Diener and Grandma and Grandpa Arvin had made the trek from Indianapolis. So had Aunt Mary Jane and Uncle Bob. Even Peg had come down from her new home up in Winnetka, Illinois, dressed to kill in a brand new gray-fitted dress, hand-picked from the designer section of Chicago's Marshall Fields. All were there to see Annie, their Annie, graduate from high school. The only noticeable absence was Mimi. Immersed in her life of duty at the convent, she was unable to break away. But in her place was a new Diener sibling, Michael Francis. He was just a few months old, and Anne knew her baby brother would be squirming and likely squawking on mother's lap during the ceremony. She wouldn't have it any other way. After all of those miscarriages, all of that loss, all of those tears and sadness and emptiness and unbearable silence of the past few years, baby Michael's squawks were music to Anne's ears, a blessing from the Lord our Father, whom Anne prayed to mightily every morning, noon, and night. What was his will, she wondered, turning to study her backside in the mirror. What in the world did God want from her? She wished she knew. She had some ideas, but still no clear direction, no vision, no direct orders or signs of the kind that she felt certain Mimi must have had before joining those Irish nuns. She knew she loved him, as she'd always been taught to love him. But where he wanted her to go next, what he wanted her to do, she wasn't certain. Trudy and Dad Diener thought maybe Anne's future lay in politics. How she wished they were right. It sounded so, well, so exciting.